Howdy, y'all, and good morning. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Today's date is October the 14th, Saturday, October the 14th, and I hate to break it to y'all, but y'all are thought criminals just for tuning in, because this is Thought Crime Live, and I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and I'm really glad to be here. I'm honored to be on RBN, and before I get to my guest and the show, I just take care of a little business, y'all. RBN is a listener-supported platform, and the only way we can have these Patrick's letter, he has all of these metaphors for the free speech, it's the canary in the coal mine of free speech. It's the one of the few platforms where people can still disagree and speak freely and get to the truth. And if you would help ensure it continues, that really would be nice. I appreciate everybody that helps out. And if you could make it every month, for that helps the guy that helped the guys running things to plan ahead, you know, and know that we're going to still be able to be here in the future. And if you're able to do that, you can use a credit or debit card. You just call 800-724-2719, extension 3. And that's just 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or if you want to be an anonymous, more or less, a more anonymous thought criminal, you can actually mail in a donation, cash check, or money order, and make the money order check payable to RBN. I did this myself now, and you just put it 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. You know, they came after all those people that donated to the truckers up in Canada and try to debank them. It's not a joke anymore. This is really what's going on. We are in a war. I mean, and have been, and I don't know, help fund the fight, I guess, because this is one of the battlegrounds here. You know, it is. It's the battlefield of ideas is the only place we still I can make any kind of impact on what's going on, because I sure can't do what these masters of war do. I mean, it's like, and it infuriates me to see how this thing is going down, you know, how we're watching the same movie over and over again. That was the way one of my guests today phrased it to me not long ago. I'm happy to have a returning co-host guest, my very good friend, Mr. Mike Gaddy. And I think that's the way you put it, sir. Is it like watching the same movie over and over again earlier this week?
Oh, yes, Stephen, good morning. And good morning, Sam. And good morning, listeners. Exactly, you know, and I continue to be amazed, because if you know history and you realize that over 100 years ago, there was this guy, Stephen, named Randolph Bourne, B-O-U-R-N-E, and he was writing about war. Now, you got to remember how many wars we've had since 1913. And he was writing about war, and he stipulated something that it should be required reading for everyone in school. He started this treatise. He did not finish it before he died. But what he wrote is just absolutely unreal. Folks, if you haven't ever read Randolph Bourne's War is the Health of the State, and that is so true, because without war, governments couldn't exist. Or wouldn't exist very long, because that is their reason for being there. And war is their number one source of income. So I don't want to blabber on too much there, buddy.
Yeah, sir, you're going just where I wanted to talk about today, is how they create this debt, and it goes way back. Your research, guys, listeners, if you have not listen to Thought Crime Live before, if you're a new listener, you should definitely go back and search for the shows I've done with Mr. Gaddy. This man that does historical research with the original source documents and has discovered things that, you know, just have shocked me. It completely redid the way I thought of history and our founding of our country. And I knew that the South, more about the way the South was treated during the quote unquote Civil War beforehand, but it really opened my eyes a lot, Mike. And let me give a quick plug to you, your Substack too, while we're talking. Mike has been publishing a book one chapter at a time called A Bill of Rights or A Bill of Goods there, and has a lot of excellent information. Let me, you give that out too, and I'll toss it back to you, sir.
Well, thank you so very much for that, Stephen. And it's michaelgaddy.substack.com. You can come and you can, you know, you can be a free or a paid subscriber, whatever you would like to do. I'm putting the information out there, trying to share from as many of these original source documents as I could, because unfortunately our public school system has adhered to the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto since its beginning. Government mandated education means the history that you learn is the government's version of history, and very seldom is it ever the truth.
Very seldom. You know, it's just a coincidence. I think that if this truth fits their agenda, perhaps we would learn a little of it. But otherwise, no. I'm shocked at the level of ignorance that I had, even. You know, it's frightening. And you talked about the war was the health of the state. And it seems like I don't recall reading that, but that's how they insure it. And the debt that they pile up, they've been piling this debt up from the beginning, more and more. And that's just the whole reason, I think, that they want to keep the war going long as they can. They don't care who wins. The war is not against one party and another the way it looks like it is. The war is against us people. That's who the enemy is that's being destroyed. You know, they are coming after us, and then they're making us pay for destroying ourselves. You know, that's what's happening, it seems to me. And it just boggles my mind that more people don't see it. They got to pick a side, man. You know, they got to have these. Look, there is no good war. There just ain't.
And I think it was Patrick Henry who said there were only two reasons. No, it's Smedley Darlington Butler. There's only two reasons that a country should ever go to war. And one is to defend their rights, and number two is to defend their borders. Yeah. And we don't do either one.
Exactly. The enemy, because we are fighting ourselves. You know, it's like they're doing that just to pump it. And I do think maybe something else is in the air, though, Mike. I wanted to ask your opinion about that too, because we got four aircraft carriers there, I saw, and then another one on the way, and I don't remember seeing things like this since, well, 2003, I guess, maybe was the last time there was a buildup like that when they went in and slaughtered Iraq. I don't know. Well, it just seems like this is going to escalate another dimension.
Well, I understand. You know, a friend of mine was joking with me last night and said, well, did you hear they sent or they're going to send the 101st Airborne to Jordan? And I said, yeah, I've heard about that. And he said, well, I wonder how they got enough of them out of hospital from their sex change operations.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just, you can look at the difference between an American military recruiting ad and a Russian one, say, and I just want to hang my head. It's like, is this
what? Well, Stephen, yeah, I'm not too far from a military installation here. That's in Tucson. Warner Robins Air Force Base is not that far away, maybe 15, 20 miles. And I've got a neighbor who is a fairly high-ranking officer. And he told me recently, and I mean, he can't wait to get out. He's got a few months 14, 15 months to retirement. And he wants it to go by. He said, man, every day I wish I could go to bed and wake up a week later. What's happening, he said, is that he said, just go out there, Mike, and drive on to Davis-Monthan Air Force Base and look at the people in uniform. He said, maybe half of them are Americans.
Wow. Yes, sir, go ahead.
This takes us back to the dynamics of the Civil War, buddy.
Indeed, yes, sir.
So many people are unaware that a great number of foreigners fought in the Union Army. As a matter of fact, there was a division called Blinker's Division, and they didn't have anybody in the division that spoke English. And this is, and you know, and they were really nasty with their war crimes. And in Virginia, they got a term when the Union Army had gone through, raped, pillaged, murdered, did whatever they wanted to do in Northern Virginia. They said, uh-oh, must have been blinkered. And that, and I mean, all of this is in the National Archives, you know, all of these atrocities, all these war atrocities. But here's the thing, you know, Blackbird 9 and I talked about it last night on National Intelligence Report. This entire fiasco, and it's really amazing how you can get a mass of people like the American society to believe lie after lie after lie after lie as long as it has something to do with war.
I think maybe it's because Hollywood teaches us history instead of us, you know, the school basically for most people that, you know, nobody, they not interesting to the students. So, you know, that they end up catching what they do from Hollywood, I guess. So that's a sad state. Just like you said, with the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, teaching all of our kids. And oh man, if you want to know the truth now, you have to seek it out for yourself. Nobody's going to teach you something. You have to go out and learn it. That's the sad fact, I'm afraid.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, you really have to start digging to find it. And, you know, it's like last night we were talking about how many American people out there now that we're in the midst of a brand new war so that the government can take more of your money. Now that we're involved in this thing where we're, you know, allegedly going to support Israel, I was just reading something from a Georgia Congress lady here. What's her name? Marjorie Taylor Greene or something like that?
I think so. Yes, sir.
She has proposed a bill, and it's never going to get anywhere, but she has proposed a bill to force Israel to provide all of the serial numbers off of all of the weapons that Hamas was using when they attacked.
Oh.
And she said, she said publicly, I'm going to be willing to bet you that the majority of the weapons that Hamas was using came either from Afghanistan or from the Ukraine.
That sounds plausible. In fact, very likely, in my opinion. You told me yourself how the weapons that were left over after World War II on Okinawa went to Hanoi and Pyongyang, and we fought against those weapons in the next engagement they had arranged for us.
Yes, and Stephen, let's not forget, let's go back to Iraq. You know, this one happened not too long ago. Was it ISIS or one of them? The first pictures you saw of ISIS were men in the back of Toyota pickup trucks and, you know, mm-hmm. all of this other stuff. And then about 3 weeks later, the pictures of ISIS were in U.S. military hardware, including, you know, track vehicles that had been left behind in Mosul.
Yeah, we got the best enemies money can buy and supply.
Well, you can't fight somebody and get a good war going if you you have to give them weapons first.
Yeah, fun. Exactly. Oh, it infuriates me. People get okay. You do need to be able to defend yourself, but this is ridiculous. This glorification of military and killing and death just it bothers me. I guess you know my story. My dad was one of the marauders, and kind of I grew up seeing what it had done to them. And I think any nation born out of war suffers from PTSD. That's just the way I feel.
Well, I have to tell you that, in my opinion, that you're right, Stephen. It's, but we look at this, and again, I asked the question, of course, if you're familiar with Operation Snow and exactly what happened back then, you know that, well, we can't even say that America was invaded at Pearl Harbor, because at that time, Pearl Harbor wasn't a part of the United States. So, you know, but that, but the whole thing was a lie, and it was a, it was propagated, and we were involved in pushing Japan into that attack, just like Lincoln pushed the people in Charleston Harbor at Fort Sumter. You use manipulations to get the other person to do the act, and then you go, oh, damn, we're going to have to go to war.
Yes, sir. And just like at Pearl Harbor, they've sent some aircraft, had the battleships lined up there, the obsolete battleships lined up right in a row, nice targets for the Japanese Navy. And then now we have some aircraft carrier that are really getting obsolete, and one of them's already slated for demolition, and they're headed over there. It's like they have to clear it, the old out, so they can find the new, and we're always fighting this war with last war's weapons. That's been a trend for a while. But peace is the opposite of war, not victory. You know, it's just a cycle that I repeat over and over again. Here, I hear the first break, folks. We'll commit more thought crime on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network on republicbroadcasting.org. I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and Mike Gaddy is my guest today. Let me let everyone know, if you didn't, that there's a chat room called Thought Crime Live, Chatango, if you'd like to go hang out in there. There's some very knowledgeable people in there. They'll call me out if I get something wrong, and I appreciate that. All right, Mike, let me toss it back to you, sir.
All right, buddy. I was just looking here, and if I may, talking about war, the things that war never benefits, and Smedley Darlington Butler did this so well in his treatise called War is a Racket. The very simple fact is none of the people actually profit from war. They pay all the price. The people in government and the military-industrial complex reap all the money. You know, here is the thing I proposed several years ago. Now, of course, you know, it's never going to go anywhere, but, you know, we're not going to see any member of Congress introduce this either. But that would be, why not have all of your military-industrial complex, why not have all of those people, those corporations that reap all of the profits from war, why don't you have them post a bond when they go into business, and then the Americans who are wounded and the Americans who are disabled and all of the other things that happen because of all of the money they made on war, why shouldn't they pay the health care benefits of those people who went to fight for them? Why does the American taxpayer have to pay that, Stephen?
That makes great sense there. You know, that instead of us putting more debt on, that make the people who profit, that I don't know if it would ever happen, but if it did, that may, you know, it could solve the problem. If maybe they would shift their technology from weaponry to livingry, because if they use that the technology that's available now, it's we could do so much better. It's you know, it just gets me because I see what all the technology could do, and if people need to shift their focus, and I don't know how to shift these people's focus. They want more war, and there's this hatred going on too, man. There's this back and forth there that they keep building between the Arabs and the Israelis too. That I think that seems to be coming to a head right now with the I don't know. Just it just seems ominous to me, sir. I don't want to overstate it, but I've never seen anything. I don't remember ever seeing anything quite like this before. You know,
let's go back a little over a year, probably about a year and a half now, when this whole Ukraine thing started. Suddenly, the government is sending billions of dollars to the Ukraine. Well, did anybody give here in America? They claim we're a republic. They claim we control the government. Was anybody asked before they sent all this money? Was anybody said, okay, let's put this up to a vote. Do you folks want to support Ukraine? Of course, they probably would have. But
yeah, that
It's a sad thing in a society, Stephen. It's really sad in a society when we have, you know, homeless people in the hundreds of thousands in this country. We've got, I forgot exactly the number, of homeless veterans. And we've got those people who need help, but where's our government sending our money?
We got to watch. We got to defend Ukraine's border. Come on, you know. But ignore the one that we have that's porous, that they're sending in all of our third world people with no lack of feral people. That's what Giant Bondari said. He called them feral, and that's it. They're black and brown mostly too, it seems, but definitely third world feral people. They want to turn us into the third world. It's a part of this shift over to the Eurasia, that what do they call it, the world island, Eurasian continent over there, the Mackinder, I think, and all that's happening right now in front of us. And I never thought I'd live to see that too. You know, I always remember it was like the late great Planet Earth was the first thing that I remember along those lines, with the apocalyptic preachers and everything. And they were talking about the third temple then, and it was always as this generation that saw Israel won't pass away stuff. And he always just kept moving the date forward and forward. But this is the first time that it's come to the point where, you know, they could destroy that. I hear the break coming up, folks. We'll be right back afterwards. I'll let you respond to that, sir. Drunk in the afternoon, kind of like an old deckhand that likes to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but a damn sure got it made. And I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this long-haired country boy alone. Man talking on the TV, putting down a rock and roll. Wants me to send a donation.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back, to the U.S. I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome back, Thought Criminals. We've been talking about mostly the ramping up warfare and war in general. I wanted to make this an anti-war show. You guys know how much I hate these masters of war, and I have Mike Gaddy with me. And Hamas was created by Israel, wasn't it, sir?
Well,
at least had a big hand in it.
That's what the Israeli historian says. I have people argue with me about that. He's the chairman of the Hebrew, whatever they call it, but their Israeli history. And yes, it was. And that was something we talked about. Blackbird and I talked about it was very simple. If you study history, and look at Israel and the fact that it was formed out of terrorism. Their terrorist groups were the ones that blew up the King David Hotel in Jerusalem and did all of the, work to make sure that Israel became a state. But they also executed British Lloyd Moyne and several others. And the leaders of those two terrorist groups became the premiers of, or whatever they call themselves in Israel. You had David Ben-Gurion and you had Menachem Begin. And they were the leaders of terrorism, and they became the leaders of Israel. And so Mossad, its very motto is, by deception, we make war. And back when the PLO, Palestinian Liberation Organization, began to grow in Palestine because of what happened with Israel becoming a state and taking over and continuing taking over parts of Palestine— well, the Palestinians, resisted. You had the PLO, and Yasser Arafat was busy, and Golda Meir says, let me see how I can do this. If I create another Arab, another group of Muslims to attack these people, you know, that thing that Blackbird 9 says, Israel's foreign policy is let you and them fight.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly, in Golda Meir, they gave, and then the leader of Hamas, who ended up in jail in 19, I forgot what year it was, 96, I believe it was, when Benjamin Netanyahu came into office, he pardoned him, gave him a full pardon. And there has been blockades against the people in Palestine. We're never told the truth about what's going on in the Middle East. But, Stephen, the one thing, that really troubles me about that, but here is something I wanted to read. And, our good buddy Cal Robbins, when I read this to him, and I said, well, this came from James Madison. And, of course, if you are a student of history, you know how duplicitous that man was. What a sneak. But anyway, I read this, and when Cal said, well, who wrote that? I said, James Madison. And he said, well, that wasn't a warning. That was a blueprint.
Mm.
And so I think he was correct, but I don't think anyone in history has ever nailed this better than James Madison did. Give credit where credit's due. And here's what he said. It's not that long. Of all of the evils to public liberty, war is perhaps the most to be dreaded because it comprises and develops every other evil. War is the patent of armies. From these proceed debts and taxes. And armies and debts and taxes are the known instruments for bringing the many under the dominion of the few. In war, too, the discretionary power of the executive is extended. Its influence in dealing out offices, honors, and emoluments is multiplied. And all the means, listen to this one, Stephen, and all of the means of seducing the minds are added to those of subduing the force of the people. No nation can preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare. And we've been at war for what, 22 years now?
Almost every year since he wrote that, I believe, if you look back over our history.
Very close. And that was one of the points I was making before. You know, America's been involved in all these wars in our lifetime, Stephen. You know, we could go back farther than that, but let's look at our lifetimes.
Yes.
When was America ever invaded?
Well, every day at its southern border. Well, but that's not an invasion. That's facilitated.
You're getting to my point here. Where we should be fighting, where we should have our military protecting America and their freedoms, we don't.
No.
Because protecting the border generates no money for the military-industrial complex. Not anywhere near what they get with these wars.
No, sir. It's almost like it ain't our military, you know?
Well, it's not.
Exactly. I saw former IDF soldiers realizing that. I don't know why they were former. Maybe they wised up, but saying that, you know, the Army is not for us. They knew. They set us up just like we were set up with 9/11. They see it. They are seeing that. You know, that's just a 9/11 part due in a lot of ways, but just to ramp up a new war on terror. And they're pushing it. And a lot of these people, especially, you know, the Ziocons and stuff, I cannot believe they're going to fall for this again. Some of them already have.
Big time. Yeah, I've already made some people angry just by saying that, I did. I said Hamas was created by Israel. No, it wasn't. And I said, okay, well, yes, it was. Well, okay. I said, are you telling me that you know more than the head of the Hebrew History Association? Well, yes, I know that. I know that. He's wrong on that. But somebody tell me, and I ask him, I said, what's your basis of information? And then they get angry, start calling you names.
Yeah, that happens. You're right. People don't – you mess with their cherished mythology, and it's cognitive dissonance sets off this storm inside some people. They just can't handle it. They couldn't even conceive that what they believed all this time is not true. And it's very emotional, too. It's not based on logic either. It's just how they've been conditioned and programmed by those movies and the TV shows and stuff. You know, the way that Hogan's Heroes, you know, come on, just stuff that is in front of them. More people knew about my generation anyway, and afterwards, you know, stuff like that. People who are born after the war is what I'm saying, that, you know, they learned it from stuff like that, what they know about it, or what they think they know about it, even.
Well, you know, if the people who love war are your educators, you're in trouble as a country.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. Well, sir, we have a caller. Listeners, I do plan. We will have another guest joining us at 10 too. So, if you call, you may have to wait for a while. But while we're right now, we could take this one. Bill in Kentucky, did you have something you wanted to mention, sir?
Yes, buddy. I'll tell you, I love your opening song. It's from Ozzy. I could tell you another song you could have on your show is War Pigs. That has,
oh yes, sir,
you know, generals gathers in their masses just like witches at black masses. You know that song?
that
yes, sir. Time period. Nice rendition.
Yeah. And the one thing that I worry about is it seems like our military is literally everywhere but the southern border.
Yeah, that's ain't it the truth? I mean, how many bases all around the world? And it's just ridiculous. We spend 10 times, well, put it this way. We spend what the next 10 countries added together spend on military and war every year. I mean, and we just, yeah, it's ridiculous. We got to, if we don't stop that, you know, I don't know how to stop it. Just shut it off. Don't comply, maybe. But it really gets to me, Bill. I have to say, you know, I'm a little obsessed with it some, especially since what my dad went through and then other people that I've known all my life have been subjected to it, you know, and for what, you know? Also, the fact that they were fooled, you know, but into believing they were doing something right. And then, oh, let's not even get into the USS Liberty. And they thought the guys were there to help them, too. That's just, oh, man. Well, hey, Bill, I really do like that song, too. That's Leslie West and Ozzy on the album's called Masters of War. It's a bunch of covers, Dylan covers.
You know, you can tell I like classic rock and everything, and I thought that would be a good addition for your. I don't know if you would want it or not, but that'd be a good addition for your show there, especially
yes,
at this time period.
And what was the black gentleman's name? He passed away, but what was his name that did War? What is it good for? Absolutely.
Oh yeah, Edwin Starr, I believe.
Yeah, there
Edwin
you go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah.
And yes, I'm seeing one other thing I'll tell you, and I'll let you guys go, I see parallels, like, you know, in the early settling of this country, you know how when Europeans came in, they displaced Native Americans, and I do, I'm part Native American, I'm white and part Native American, too, and seem like, now it seems like the whites are getting displaced, and it'll seem like both of my peoples will be displaced the way it's going, if that makes any sense.
It's a master plan. That's
yes,
the master
sir.
Plan, Bill. That's, you know, always eliminate. You know, that's why the Civil War was fought, to eliminate the mindset of the people of the South. That's going to be my program today on the Rebel Madman Show. You had to eliminate that mindset. Why did you have to eliminate that mindset? Well, number one, a couple of things. What did they do during Reconstruction? First thing they did is move into the churches. Okay, ministers, you're going to have to take an oath to the government before we'll let you be a preacher. Well, then they did the same thing with the school system. And people have wondered for years why it is that the South, probably more than any other section of the country, when wartime comes, they're the people rushing to volunteer. It's in their genes. It's in their DNA. It's what they do. But that's the kind of mindset, and I've said this many times, that the federal government and others aren't afraid of that Confederate battle flag. They're afraid of the spirit of the people who love it.
Amen.
I love this
yes,
part
sir.
Of the country. I'll say that much.
Say again, Bill. I'm sorry, sir.
No, I love the South. I'm from Kentucky, and I guess that you could call it, quote-unquote, a border state, but I'm from Appalachia. I'm a hillbilly, if you want to call me that. I'm from the mountains, and I love my part of the country.
In my opinion, you know, studying history, they called them border states, but we have to remember that the first three states that the Union Army invaded were border states that had not seceded.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had Battle of Perryville and all these other battles up this way, too.
Well, and they took over the legislature. Think about that, Bill. They took over the legislature of Maryland to make sure they didn't secede. They took over the legislature of Missouri. They took over the legislature of Kentucky eventually. It was all of that. There's nothing in the Constitution or anybody else's rule of law that says that's okay, but yet today Americans accept it. Well, we had to keep the Union together. Well, you know, how many men who have killed their wives or vice versa would love it if they could be exonerated from prison because I was trying to keep the unit together here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's disgusting, like what they did. Like they equivalent the capture of the legislature and force them to vote the way they wanted to. I mean, and the stuff they did in Missouri and Osceola, just that happened all over. I knew that things – were bad. I didn't know it was that bad until I looked at this again in the last couple, 3 years.
Well, Stephen, if we look at the official records, you know, people say, well, things got really bad. The Shenandoah Valley and Sherman's March to the Sea, you know, they destroyed all this stuff. You know, things got really bad after the Emancipation Proclamation. If you go to the National Archives and look at 128 volumes called The War of the Rebellion, and this is Union Army communications. This has nothing to do with the South, except they were the enemy. You look at the War of the Rebellion, you will find out that these atrocities, raping, pillaging, stealing, murdering, killing cattle and other stuff, this happened from the very beginning. And it happened primarily in the beginning in Kentucky and in Missouri.
You know, Outlaw Joe Wells, I remember that movie, kind of something like that. And then he went and his best friend on that was Native American Indian, is Stan White. And they, mm-hmm. I know it's fictionalized, but but it sounds a lot like what you're talking about there.
Oh, yes. And that was very, very much true. And, everybody's heard of Jesse James, but has anybody heard why Jesse James left and joined Quantrill's Raiders and Bloody Bill Anderson? No one knows about that because it doesn't fit the history narrative.
Yeah, his family killed by the Union or something out there?
Well, they actually came in. His father had passed away. The James father had passed away, and his mother had remarried. And when Frank, his older brother, Frank James, went off and joined Quantrill's Raiders, the Red Legs, Kansas Cavalry, came to the farm looking for looking for Frank, and because they said, we don't know where he is, and they were telling the truth. The first thing they did is Jesse, I think at the time, was 12 or 13 years old. They beat him, tied him up, and beat him with a whip to get him to tell where his brother was. And when he wouldn't tell, the Union Army actually hanged the stepfather.
Sounds like nice people. Yeah, it's just ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, and after that, of course, Jesse goes off. And one of the things, doing an in-depth study of Jesse James, I just really enjoyed it, was the fact most people don't know that he was a teetotaler. He wouldn't smoke, he wouldn't drink, he wouldn't cuss.
That's better than me.
Didn't know that, no.
Yeah, he was, he looked at his age, he looked so effeminate at 14 or 15 years old. They often dressed him up as a prostitute and sent him into the houses of ill repute to get military intelligence.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. It's funny you mentioned that movie, Bill. I'm actually going to watch that movie tonight with some pals up at the Dixie Republic. We're going to see the outlaw Josie Wales. I hear the last break, folks. We'll be right back.
Constructed till the end in Carolina. I was raised by my granddaddy in my daddy's ways. They both taught me right from wrong, how to fight and how to get along. But my own life now is almost gone, in southern ground I belong. My final hour is drawing near, so friend, come sit by me right here.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Welcome back, Thought Criminals. Great move, Sam. Thanks for playing that. There you go. War I despise. I definitely do.
Thank you, Edwin Starr.
Yes. Okay. And I have another caller to get to before the top of the hour. We'll have another guest joining us, y'all. We'll continue this conversation. And Lynn in Maryland. Hello, Lynn.
Quick. I was a couple minutes late getting on. Mike, did you cover Egypt notifying Netanyahu of what Hamas had planned?
I have not covered that yet.
Okay.
But that was something.
The State Department. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks. No. Okay. On Tuesday, I listened to C-SPAN, it was live, the State Department briefing that Matt Miller is the spokesperson for the State Department, the press brought up the fact that Egypt had notified Netanyahu well before with the exact details that Hamas had, the intelligence they had, they just didn't know when it was going to happen. So what happens? Nobody guarding that gate at coming out of Gaza, and all the electronics and surveillance equipment have been disabled. And then their military or police or anything, Israel's, didn't show up for hours. Okay? And then we have, we defend Israel. They're our ally, and they have a right to defend their country. And then I hear that they pinpoint people by their phones, like if they were taking pictures of this horrible massacre with babies heads being cut off. President even said not. It's not true. At least I understand he took it back. But you know what? Because there's all this biased reporting in the media against the Gazan people. Gazan people are not Hamas. You know, Israel left Gaza 16 years ago and they left them with Hamas. So you can't go blaming those people. This is a setup, and I figured out why. Remember all the demonstrations? Well, after that first change in the Supreme Court, and it was all about the Supreme Court because they have no check except it. Okay, right, left in Israel, they're all out, hundreds out in the street, thousands protesting, unless you listen to Frank Gaffney, and he'll tell you seven people showed up. Well, the reservists joined them, and they said they would not serve until they had word they wouldn't change the Supreme Court. Well, you know what? You have this nightmare thing, and it pushes every Holocaust button on the planet. Of course, their military and every reservist has been called up now, and they all went. Of course they went. You have to, I mean, we can all wrap our head around how that would happen. And why? Because Netanyahu's up to his eyeballs in criminal charges again.
Yes.
Read James Bamford's book, Spy
Lynn,
Veil.
Thanks, Lynn. Can we respond here? I had heard that there was a civil war going on there, basically politically, before this happened. And this, what it just looks so much just like the 9/11 psyop on us being done to them. I think you're right about that, Mike.
Well, have you folks ever heard of the Refuseniks?
I've heard that before.
We'll talk on the flip side.
Yes, sir. All right, yes. And we'll have another guest join us. Y'all hang around and commit some more thought crime. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.